If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm here with Bridget, and we have a special guest, the Tick Guy. That's right, Dr. Thomas Mather, M-A-T-H-E-R, whose website is tickencounter.org. www.tickencounter.org is the Tick Guy. He's at the University of Rhode Island, which puts him... Is Rhode Island the epicenter of tick encounters?
Well, I have to say, when it comes to black-legged ticks, we're right in the thick of it. I just came out of the woods just right now with about 250 adult deer ticks.
Wow.
That you collected or that just happened to come on you?
No, I did it on purpose. I wouldn't recommend anyone doing that at home, though.
Wow. 250. I'm afraid of the first one. So if you see me go out in the woods in a tick area, my sister lives in Poughkeepsie, New York, and whenever we go out on a hike, even in a benign place, you know, I am so protected, you know, my socks are over my outer clothes, etc. So double socks and double protection and DDT on, etc., that you couldn't identify that if a tick got on me, they would be amazed at how tough it was to penetrate. Anyway, you're in Rhode Island, and one of the questions was, are ticks in Alaska or in the wood areas up there, or do they just get too cold?
Well, I do think they have some types of ticks there. I'm not sure that they have black-legged ticks. That may be one place that... I know that they're moving up across the portion from Washington State across British Columbia, definitely. They're starting to see black-legged ticks, especially along the coast. I don't know that cold is the issue for these ticks. I think drying out is very much more important. There are some species of ticks, like the more common American dog ticks, that can withstand drier conditions, but the black-legged tick, the one that transmits Lyme disease both on the east and the west, really doesn't like dry conditions. It pretty much succumbs when the humidity in their natural settings is a little too low.
Well, we also have a question from someone for you who lives in Vermont, and the question is from Matten, is... how long is the season for ticks? Does it last throughout? Do ticks survive the frozen winter? Where do they survive it? You had a really nice piece on the website on this, so I know part of the answer at least. But where do they survive it, and how do you protect yourself from them surviving it?
Yeah, so that's a good question, and people... the main piece, everyone thinks the summer is the time for ticks, and then when there's the first frost, which we probably had in Rhode Island last night, they think, oh, everything will be dead, no more mosquitoes, yay, we can, you know, no more ticks. And they're shocked when they take their first hike out in the woods and they're covered by these black-legged tick adults. These ticks, that's when they come out. So that it's just their season. It's nothing new. It's been happening for, you know, decades. But people haven't really been paying that much attention, and these ticks have become far more abundant in more places as well. And so they seem to be surprised, and it's, you know, October, November, into early December in southern New England and further south, the Mid-Atlantic and so forth, is these ticks' prime season. Then it does get too cold for them to move. They're cold-blooded animals, just like frogs, and they need a little energy in order to muster their leg movement. So they kind of just sit there in the leaf litter, where you know, the edges of the people's yards, in the forests, etc. And on any warm day, when there's enough, you know, energy for them to move, they will be looking for a host. So it usually catches people by surprise. Maybe not as often in Vermont, but certainly in Massachusetts and Rhode Island and Connecticut, New York, when you get a January thaw, these ticks are right out there, and if you've, you know, kind of let down your guard, you're certainly going to be surprised.
So is that something that when they get on you that you you might not necessarily be able to feel?
Yeah, the ticks are, you know, their whole way is to be sneaky. You know, mosquitoes, you kind of hear them coming and then they have that painful bite, but ticks don't have wings, and so when they get on a host, they can't screw up. And by that I mean they don't want the host to know that they're there. So they're like little stealth biters. They climb up. When they bite, they tend not to, they have pain-killing chemicals in their saliva, so you don't feel them, and they stay attached. The adult stage stays attached for 6 or 7 days, and so they certainly don't want to alert you. So they actually have this very interesting feeding mechanism where they sort of set up the whole feeding site for most of those days, and in the last 12 or 15 hours, they do what we call the big sip, and they just, that's when they get all big and blown up like gross, like people see on their pets. But all of that takes place in the last, you know, half day or so, just so that they don't get groomed off, because if they don't capture that much blood, they can't reproduce.
Now, but when is it that they inject the Lyme bacteria, the Lyme spirochete?
Yeah, so they can do that after they've been attached for probably over just a little over 36 hours.
So as long as you inspect pretty carefully in that first day, whether you're taking a shower after the woods or whatever, and use the tweezer and get it out and wash with alcohol, you're pretty okay?
Yeah, generally speaking, against Lyme disease and anaplasmosis and babesiosis, these are three serious infections that these ticks transmit. Now, the black-legged ticks are also transmitting other infections. One's a virus called deer tick virus. There have been a few cases, especially in New Jersey and New York area this past year or two, and that's probably transmitted right away. So it's always a good idea to prevent being bitten if you can.
Now, so obviously prevent it, and there is special clothing that you prevent it. My sister taught me about wearing two layers of socks, thick socks, put DDT on the outer one, and cover up and put them so that they're over your overalls, so that the deer tick, what I understand, it doesn't fly to you, it has to crawl to you, right?
Crawls up from the ground. And, you know, people always said, I mean, every women's magazine or newspaper article always said, you know, tuck your pants into your socks. But, Dr. Mike, you may be one of the few people willing to do that. Most people don't like that look. And
well,
so,
it's not a great look.
let me just tell you, there's a far easier way to do it. Several sporting clothes makers have a line of permethrin-treated clothes, and they're all treated by the same company located in Greensboro, North Carolina, called Insect Shield. Insect Shield, and you can find this information on our website or from Insect Shield. But they will treat your own clothes. So if you have special clothes, if you're a gardener, if you're a golfer and you like to chase your balls when you hook or slice, you can have your own clothes treated, socks, shorts, pants, shirt, and it will go through the wash 70 times and still be effective against these ticks.
When we come back, we're going to talk more with Dr. Tom Mather, the Tick Guy at tickencounter.org, tickencounter.org. We'll also ask a series of questions of, for example, why haven't they come to Ohio or Iowa? We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Tom Mather, M-A-T-H-E-R, Tick and
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We've got a wonderful guest with us, Dr. Tom Mather, M-A-T-H-E-R. He's also known as the Tick Guy. He is the Tick Encounter Resource Center's director and researches tick ecology, which is how to control ticks, where they are. He was out getting 250 of them today to study. Don't do it at home. If you want to find out more, go to www.tickencounter.org. When we went away, we were asking this, we've got a number of questions that are all about the same, is why haven't they come to Iowa? Why haven't they come to Ohio? And one of the things you said off the air, if you will, which was discouraging for me to hear, is give them time.
Yeah, I think that the way these ticks really move around sort of in mass transit mode is on birds. And so they can move along flyways quicker. So, for instance, that's why they went straight up the Hudson River Valley and are now, you know, moving into more and more places along the Great Lakes. And then they follow, you know, birds follow riverways as they migrate, and I think that they drop ticks off as they're going.
Wow.
And the tick just finds the deer, and so you've got to have deer as the natural host. But one of the things I learned from your website was something strange. I didn't know that you're unlikely to find them in the middle of the lawn. They're more likely to be in wood piles and, if you will, dark shaded areas in, if you will, forests or tree gatherings.
Right, so it's all about for these ticks, it's all about maintaining their internal body moisture. And if they're exposed, where the humidity in their close environment is too low, they sort of leak their internal body moisture out and they can't replenish it. So they really have to position themselves in humid areas. And that humidity threshold we've actually determined is 82% for they can withstand sub 82% humidity for 8 hours, but if it goes on much longer than that, they just start to die. So that's one reason that if they come in on your pets in your house, they will not survive very long because the humidity is much lower than that.
So we keep, obviously, you keep your home humidity, whatever it is, 40 or 50%.
Correct.
So they don't survive that for very long. Now, they somehow go to a wood pile. And one of the tricks you said was to, in fact, if you want to play in your lawn, is to put a kind of a wood pile on the side of your lawn between your lawn and trees.
That's a wood chip border is what we were talking about there. So, you know, the World Series is going on now. Sorry, the Cleveland Indians didn't make it. But, you know, there's a warning track between the outfield and the wall. And that's what this wood chip border does. The humidity, actually, if it's shady, would probably stay high enough for these ticks in that border. But it reminds you that generally the open lawn is your safe area. And if you cross that wood chip border next to the edge of your if there's any wooded area next to the edge of your lawn, then you're moving from safe to more dangerous, tick-dangerous areas.
So it also
provides a nice target for if you're using insecticides to kill ticks. You can start right at that border and into the woods. That's where the ticks are.
So, again, someone asked us, what's the name of the safety clothing? And it's insectshield.com. Is that right?
Yep.
insectshield.com, and the overall website is tickencounter.org. We should ask at least one more question, and that is, someone said that he had heard on a radio station an easy mnemonic, an easy memory phrase, what you should do to protect yourself from tick infections, and it was something like protect ticks or something, or ticks.
Well, so years ago we had a TICK, Think, Tick, Take Action, as a tool. So everyone should have a pointy tweezer for safe tick removal. That's the T. Everyone should do a daily tick check. That's inspect for I. C is all about that clothing repellent. That's the most effective way to repel ticks, is to have repellent in your clothes. And K for in tick was to just kill the critters with safe pesticides around your yard, because for black-legged ticks and Lyme disease, most cases of Lyme disease come from around the household, the yard infested with ticks.
Is there a way of immunizing pets or deer against the ticks?
That's a good question. There is a vaccine against Lyme disease for dogs, but not for people. They did have one for people, but it was removed from the market back in about 2002 or 3. But the one for dogs is fairly effective. For deer, there are strategies that have been worked on. We've worked on it under a few different grants, that you can treat the deer. You can attract them into there's a device that you can attract them into feed, and then they treat themselves with insecticide. At certain times of the year, when the adult ticks are feeding on them, that's the reproductive stage, you can actually target your treatment so that you can kill those that would be reproducing on the deer. So it was found to be pretty effective, but it's also a little bit labor-intensive and kind of expensive to use under widespread. Maybe it would be good for camps or towns where it's heavily infested or something, but there has been some interest in that in some communities.
One last question. Someone got Lyme disease and said they had to have a pacemaker. Is that possible to get inflammation of the heart or a pacemaker relating to that?
Well, it's an electrical conductivity issue. The infection can affect electrical conductivity in the heart nerves, and perfectly healthy, even young, not people with heart disease or anything, can end up with significant arrhythmias, and they get a pacemaker, and what they might have done is just go on therapy for Lyme disease and everything would have resolved as well.
And we're going to quickly go and thank Dr. Thomas Mather, www.tickencounter.org. And now the Real Age Tip of the Week. And this is a quick one, our new UDocs newsflash. If you don't get a certain amount of protein each day, especially in the morning, your appetite shifts into snack attack mode. Not only do you overeat, but you eat high-calorie, high-fat, high-sugar snacks. Hunger and cravings are your enemy. Feeling full and content, your allies. So morning protein and fiber, they're your secret weapons. The trick, get about a gram of protein for every kilogram of weight, or divide your weight in pounds by two, and that's the amount of protein you need a day. This is UDocs. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.